Some doctors are joining the political fray this election year. They're fighting for medical malpractice reform, specifically a limit on pain and suffering awards from juries. 26 states already have some limits in place, and doctors are prepared to spend millions of dollars to get limits in more states, as Austin Jenkins reports from Seattle.
Labor Day, the traditional start of the political campaign season, is still weeks away, but that's not stopping Doctors for Medical Liability Reform, or DMLR, an organization of high-risk specialty doctors like brain surgeons and OBGYNs. This summer, the organization bought TV time in four states with U.S. Senate races, Washington, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, to air a 30-minute infomercial. The ad features patients whose doctors were allegedly driven out of practice by rising medical malpractice rates.
I've already lost one baby. I'm pregnant now, and a lot can happen driving 90 miles to another hospital.
This ad is part of a multi-million dollar national campaign that will target as many as nine states the American Medical Association has labeled crisis states. The goal of the campaign? To elect U.S. senators who support caps on pain and suffering awards. Carrie Shaw, a spokesperson for the Washington State chapter, says it's time to play hardball.
This issue will be front and center for the Senate campaign in Washington State, and DMLR plans to keep it that way, and we will spend whatever it takes to keep this issue before voters.
The doctor's main message? Skyrocketing malpractice insurance rates are driving them out of business, and runaway jury awards are to blame. Thomas Curry is the executive director of the Washington State Medical Association, which represents 9,000 doctors and plans to target local legislative races.
This is an issue we've been fighting vigorously for 2 years. Now we have gone through two legislative sessions with reasonable bills passed out of the Senate, only to be stonewalled in the House. We have got to take this issue to the electorate.
Curry says doctors in Washington State are prepared to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars this year to elect state lawmakers friendly to their cause, a cause trial lawyers say is an attack on the jury system. Larry Shannon with the Washington State Trial Lawyers Association maintains jury award caps are a red herring.
I think there are issues within the healthcare delivery system and within medical economics that need to be looked at that would in fact do more to solve their problem than a cap on damages. Because remember, fundamentally, the biggest flaw in their approach is a cap on damages will not solve their insurance problem.
Instead, Shannon says insurance premiums should be capped and the system for disciplining problem doctors improved. At this point, his organization is not planning an independent advertising campaign like the doctors. However, he acknowledges the day may come this fall when a vigorous advertising response is required. Political science professor Bill Lunch is based in Oregon, a so-called crisis state. He believes an ad war between doctors and trial lawyers this fall is inevitable.
Since both sides are extremely well financed, they're both in a position to absolutely carpet the airwaves with ads. And so there'll be dueling ads on TV for whatever they're worth on radio. There may even be print ads in the newspapers, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a fair number of direct mail hit pieces, as they are called.
Professor Lunch predicts the ads will rely heavily on emotional, real-life stories of doctors who've gone out of business because of high insurance costs, and on the other side, patients who've sued doctors for malpractice. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Seattle.